A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Speaking from my soul, Dave, my family would throttle me if I gave up a $15 million five-year contract because I didn't want to get vaccinated. They'd be dragging me, kicking and screaming, to the vaccine clinic down the street. But that is exactly what Washington State University head coach did. He got fired. Got fired because he won't get vaccinated.
Well, you think your family would hate you for that? But I think there's a chance your family might respect you for it because you're standing up for what you believe in. Now, you and I can totally disagree.
I love your optimism. I love your optimism. There's no way this wouldn't cause arguments for the rest of my life.
Mom, you gave up all that money. But listen, we are seeing this happen. Kyrie Irving of the New Jersey Nets, or Brooklyn Nets, sorry. He has not been vaccinated, and he's running into the same thing. He can't practice. He can't play. He's giving up tens of millions of dollars, $30 million contract. Remember Colin Kaepernick. He knelt. He knew that was not going to be good for his career, but we respected him for making a decision and standing up for it. Whether you agreed with it or not, this happens all the time with athletes, with coaches, with people in the media. They make these decisions, and there are certain lines they won't cross.
And perhaps they're so rich they can afford to make these types of decisions, but most of us don't have that luxury. The two reasons we're talking about this really is because Washington State is BYU's football opponent this weekend up in Pullman, Washington. And the second reason is this coach asked for a religious exemption. Let's rewind a few minutes and remember that he is a Catholic. It seems like he's been a lifelong Catholic, went to Catholic school. But when he submitted his application, denied. He got denied. And then he got fired because Washington State has a mandate in place for state employees. And the governor did not blink.
First of all, what is this application? Like, if you hold a religious conviction, you have to fill out a form? I've never heard of this.
You can't just say, hey, I'm citing my religious exemption.
You got to
raise
put
your
it
right
in writing,
hand,
I guess.
Swear on the Constitution. Greg Skordas, a defense attorney, let's bring you into this conversation. First of all, Greg, would you ever give up $15 million for your beliefs?
Well, that's a tough question, Debbie, and I guess my short answer would be probably not, but no one's ever going to offer me $15 million for anything, so I'll never have to cross that bridge. But you can appreciate people standing by their religious convictions, and you can also appreciate these state agencies saying, well, you can stand by your religious convictions all day long, but you can't work here anymore if that's what you're going to do. And then that's sort of where the law lands. That's where we kind of end up here when we're talking about these vaccine mandates and a condition of continued employment.
But Greg, aren't you protected? If you hold a religious conviction, you can't be fired for that religious conviction.
Well, that's an easy way to articulate it, David. I understand that. You cannot be fired for your religious conviction. You can be fired if you refuse a reasonable request by your employer to get something as simple as a vaccine. And we understand that people can have religious reasons why they don't want to get vaccines, and the state will never force a person to get a vaccine, ever, period. But they can say, if you want to continue to work with our young people in close proximity, a team of about 100 kids plus all the staff, that we're going to require that you be safe, that you create a safe environment, and that you get a vaccine. And if not, then you're going to have to go work somewhere else. And that's where the rubber hits the road, and that's how these requirements are probably going to hold up in court and probably going to be a legal justification for terminating someone's employment.
I'm looking right now at the Certificate of Exemption at the Washington State's website. And it's just right now I'm looking at the one for schools and childcare and preschool immunization requirements. But we don't know what form this Washington State head football coach filled out. And we don't know if he cited that he was Catholic, because I don't know of anything in the, you know, Catholic teachings that prevents me as a Catholic from getting vaccinated. I was one of the first in line the minute they opened it up to my age group. And I've been Catholic for 25 years almost, Greg. Is it possible that he could have used another religion on that form and cited their views about vaccines?
I guess it's possible, Debbie, but I don't know that that distinction really makes a difference. I mean, some people can cite religious reasons why, for example, they don't want to participate in athletic activities on a Sunday. It's against their religion. Or they can't do certain things after 8 p.m. on Saturday night or on certain holidays. And that's understandable. That's something that we do when we apply for employment. We can say, look, you know, I need to be exempted out of some of these things because of my religion. And we always respect that. We always respect that. But we can also say, well, then you can't work here because we do play on Sundays, or we do have evening events, or we do have events that occur on religious holidays. And because of that, you probably aren't going to be able to work here, but go live your religion and go be proud of that. But just know that that doesn't fit in with what we're doing here at our public institution.
Is there any way that you have to prove that you're a member of a church or that a vaccination is in direct conflict with this doctrine if you're going to try to use that excuse?
No, I don't think anybody would require that. I mean, you can claim any religion that you want, and it's not like some sort of a club where you get a membership card or something like that. I mean, you can say I choose to be this religion or that religion, and this religion says that I shouldn't have to get vaccinated, and it's in fact against my religion, and the state will honor that, but they'll also say, well, because of that, you can't work here. It's not going to work out, and we're going to terminate your contract. If you want to continue working, go get the vaccine. If not, go live your religion, and we'll support you 100%, but you're not going to work here at the same time.
Greg Skordas, always a fascinating conversation when we bring you into it. Thank you so much. Greg Skordas, defense attorney, former prosecutor here in Salt Lake County, frequently joining the conversation when Dave and I have legal questions. This one has to do with the firing of Washington State's head football coach yesterday for not getting vaccinated.
Well, I think if the contract, when he signed that contract a couple years ago, if it said something about vaccinations or requirements, mm-hmm. Then it would make a lot of sense. But he probably didn't foresee this when he signed the contract.
Nobody did.
So it does seem like if I'm working for a company and I have to work on Sundays, and I say, listen, I can't work on Sundays. And they're like, okay, fine. Come here. You'll never have to work on Sundays. And then they change it.
You better have that in writing.
Yeah. I don't know.
You better have that in writing. The question we're asking our listeners, we want everyone to pull up here to the kitchen table and join our conversation like Greg Skordas just did. Did the coach make the right call? Would you quit your job based on your principles? 801-575-TALK, 801-575-TALK. Looking forward to your live calls next.
Dave and Dejanovic.
Washington State's head coach, Nick Rolovich, refusing to be vaccinated, and he heard those two words, you're fired, from the governor. I think it came from the governor. Washington State has a statewide vaccine mandate for state employees. He did not comply. He tried to go the route of religious exemption. He got denied. And he makes nearly $3 million a year, Dave. So we've got a big question to ask our listeners. Would you give up your job for your principles?
I think all of us would at some point. It's hard to comprehend it because it's so much money right here. None of us are making $3 million or, that's such an astronomical number. It's hard for us to wrap our mind around.
Yeah, you're.
But I think a lot of us, just in our job there, yes, there's absolutely, if I was asked to do something that is against my principles, I would quit my job.
So you're saying Dave and Debbie differ on this one?
Absolutely.
You are team.
You might be an idiot for giving up $3 million, but you have to respect the commitment. You have to respect that.
I'm on team you're a fool. I'm on Deb's team you're a fool. Let's get with our callers now to find out how they feel about it. Let's start with Matthew from Murray. Tell me you would not give up your $3 million a year contract, Matthew, because you just didn't want to get vaccinated against COVID.
Well, you either have standards or and values or you don't. So, yes, I would give it up.
You would.
Okay. Does it change if you're talking about millions of dollars, though?
Well, then you still don't have standards or values. You're just being you're now talking price.
So what is your line in the sand? Are you vaccinated, Matthew? Are you vaccinated?
I am not.
You are not.
Nope. It's not on religious. My father was a president of a pharmaceutical company. He told me years ago, actually when Fenfen was having its issues, and he told me every single drug will do what it's supposed to for a percentage of the population, will do nothing for a percentage, and will harm a percentage. I've weighed my options, and I'm safer not getting the vaccine than I am getting it because of all the unknowns.
Matt? Thank you for your phone call, and you're not alone. There's about 25% of the Utah population that has made that same decision. It's not something that I necessarily agree with, but that's my decision. I decided to get vaccinated. You've decided not to get vaccinated. And I look at this coach that is giving up $3 million to stand by something he believes, and is hard for it is to understand. I do respect the commitment. The commitment to his principles.
This isn't a decision just about me in this moment. If I'm faced with this decision, it is about my family. And it would be a family decision in my home. A lot of the decisions that we made as a family. There was no way that I was coming to work every single day, working in the media, out in the field, without a flu shot in my system. We just could not afford to have me go down as a mom for 2 weeks because of the flu and something that was preventable. It was a decision that we made every year for our family, and we went as a family every year. So I throw that out there too. This is not just one man's decision. This is a family decision if you're put in that situation. Linda from Salt Lake City, would you get the shot or what? Give up your contract.
He needs to get the shot. The thing is, I believe in people having their rights, but what about when their rights interfere with my rights? I mean, because they won't get the shot, we're stuck in this mess. You know, I have to wait forever to get my other hip done just because these people will not get their shots. When it's infringing on other people's rights, that's a different thing when you can just kneel down about the Pledge of Allegiance, which I don't agree with, but at least they're not hurting my rights for that thing, but for this thing, they are. Mm.
Linda, thanks for your phone call. There was a statement by Dr. Sanjay Gupta. He was on Joe Rogan's podcast, and he had a great line that has really stuck with me. He says, "The free will of your fist ends where my nose begins." And I think that's kind of what Linda was talking about is when it comes to COVID, you being vaccinated helps protect me. That's the argument. So I understand that. It's a little bit tricky because say you're not vaccinated and I am vaccinated. I still feel protected because I've chosen to get vaccinated. I don't feel like you're a threat to me because I made the choice to get vaccinated.
Before we get to our next caller, Dave, you've done so much in the sports world here at KSL TV. Explain to me and paint me a picture of how these teams travel. So if teammates are or aren't vaccinated, the coach isn't vaccinated, are they riding in separate buses or are they on the same bus together?
All on the same plane. It's usually a chartered plane, so they're not traveling with other people. They're traveling together as a team.
If coach get sick. And we now know a number of his other coaches weren't vaccinated because they all got fired too. And they promoted the dude who was vaccinated to head coach. There is a possibility that they could spread COVID around that team. So as an employer who's paying somebody $15.6 million over 5 years, you obviously feel that they're very valuable to your program, and you don't want to put other players or other coaches at risk. Am I right?
Well, I can tell you Washington State, the football team, more than 80% of the team is vaccinated, which is much higher than what it is here in Utah, right? The average here in Utah that is fully vaccinated is 66%. So is he putting his team at risk, his team that is largely vaccinated? I don't know if I buy that part of the argument.
Robert from Salt Lake City, we've got about 60 seconds for your phone call. Are you on the coach's side?
Yep. Well, these guys are all contracted. I'm sure he did not walk away empty-handed, so I think he'll be just fine, and he'll get another job. But I have another question to throw out there, and I was hoping to grab it with your defense attorney.
Sure.
But if you work for a company or in a state that mandates that you get vaccinated, and then something happens from the vaccination to you, you have a reaction, are you in? Do you have any legal rights to go after them for making you take the vaccine, you know, getting paid?
That's a great question. I would imagine, right? I would imagine. Because it's this tricky little area where we're trying to play both sides. We're saying, oh, it's your decision. You can decide to get vaccinated. And if you decide to get vaccinated, you can keep your job. But if you do get vaccinated and one of those rare things happens, we know that blood clots pop up occasionally in younger women. If that happens and you pass away, do you have any reprisals? Can you sue the state or the company for acquiring that mandate?
You can sue for anything. And that is a true story. You can sue for anything. The question Robert's asking is, would it make its way through the courts? Or would it get bounced out on its head immediately by a judge? Many judges are ruling in favor of vaccine mandates in other parts of the country. When it comes to private employers requiring mandates, and the philosophy behind it, the theory behind it is, if you don't like it there, at that place you're working, you can easily go find a job somewhere else in that same profession. So that's a great question, though, Robert. I think in the days ahead, we need to get Greg Skordas back on the line to ask him to go into legal details about that, David.
You say get the same job elsewhere? Easier said than done. That is not easily done.
Right. Different for him, maybe.
Absolutely.
But we don't know if he's going to sue over this.
Oh, he's going to sue.
He hasn't filed yet, but we do know one thing. BYU's still traveling to the state of Washington this weekend to take on a team without a head coach.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.